You are now listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Listen live as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO 2.0, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing media. Call 657-383-1974 and join in on the conversation. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you for joining us on another episode of Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins. Mr. Collins should be popping in a little while from now, shortly on the show, but we're going to go ahead and get started. I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy. We have our other co-host, Mr. Damian Randall, on the line, and we're going to have yet another amazing show. So what's going on with you today, Damian?
Good morning. Hey, you know, getting ready for the punch, you know, trying to mix it up. I heard we have some wonderful guests on, one I'm very interested in talking to, and I really want to see if I can help her out. But let's get it going.
Absolutely. So before we get going, what we're going to do, as always, we're going to let our listeners know that if you are listening on the line and you want to join the conversation, please press 1. If you just want to listen, that's fine. You don't want to jump into the punch bowl, make your voice heard. You can listen, but if you want to join us, press 1. If you're listening to the show right now on your computer and you want to jump into the punch bowl, join the conversation, make your comments, ask your questions, give us a call at 657-383-1974. Again, that number is 657-383-1974. And to join the conversation, please press 1. It's Friday, TGIF. We had an amazing week. We had some amazing guests on this week. Weren't they amazing, Damian?
Man, I'm blown away by the guests that Monique lined up for us. We have a very talented program director. Shouts out to Monique. Today, I noticed we didn't get the one of the drama-filled ones, so I'm kind of inquisitive on what she set up for us. I can't wait to, you know, get this lineup started. So, you know, let's jump in the punch bowl.
Yeah, Monique always sets up some amazing people. I don't think she like looks for the drama factor. I think we just bring out the drama factor in people.
No,
we get to talking
looks.
And asking questions. She doesn't look. That's not Monique. Monique
she
is
looks.
Such a sweetheart. She's like this lady is so wonderful. She's so nice. She should be a guest on your show. And then we dig and we find out information. So all of our guests are wonderful. We've talked about so much this week. We've discussed health, eating right, having food delivered. We discussed being positive. We're not even going to talk about yesterday's show. Everyone's crying on yesterday's show, but this is how it is here in the Punch Bowl on Changing the Conversation. We're always having amazing guests and amazing conversations. But before we go too far, as always, we have to make sure that we keep the bills paid. So we're going to stop for a brief commercial break.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki? As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
We're back.
We did. I definitely stopped for a brief commercial break. I wanted to do that first because I know this show is going to be so amazing. I have a feeling for it. I feel that our guests are going to blow you away today. So I don't want to interrupt. I don't want to stop. I just want to talk to our guest. Our first guest, it is completely amazing. She is amazing, someone who is really shaking things up and changing the way things are done and really showing her power. Our first guest is Miss Tildy. She believes in the power of women, and she speaks about womanars. Good morning, Tildy. Are you with us?
Good morning, Tildy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for joining us.
We appreciate you coming.
Definitely my pleasure. Love the energy that I'm feeling already. So ready just to dive in with you guys.
We definitely, it's Friday.
It's Friday. I'm happy it's Friday, too. Tildy, can you tell us about womanars? Can you fill us in on that? I was intrigued
sure,
on that. I was trying.
Absolutely. So womanars actually was born out of a traumatic divorce, believe it or not. In 2005, I went through a pretty traumatic divorce and went online trying to find ways to protect myself financially, trying to unmingle everything we had commingled together. So, and I found it really difficult to find the information that I was looking for. And, whether it was my finances or looking for a therapist or a good attorney, what are the questions that I should be asking an attorney, and all these different questions that we go through when we're going through a divorce or any sort of transition in trying to find yourself again, I guess. And so for me, I was very fortunate in that I could just pick up the phone and call my friends who were experts in those fields and ask them for help, which they did. They either helped me themselves or they put me in contact with somebody they trusted. So it really got me to thinking, that was easy for me, somebody that has access to experts, but what are women doing that don't have access? They can't just pick up the phone and call a friend who is, really good at what they do. And so it really got me thinking, why not just build something, build a platform that makes it fun and easy for women to find what they're looking for when they're going through a transition, not necessarily just divorce, but through a transition or wanting to grow themselves in one regard or another, and just build a platform where they can easily connect with experts that that they can relate to, or, build a community so that women can connect with other women that might be going through the same situation or have gone through the same situation that they're going through now, and help them through that. So that was back in 2005, and I sat on that idea for quite a while. And the name actually is a fun story, too, because in 2008, I went to a friend of mine who's a serial entrepreneur and also happened to be my CPA, and I kind of pitched the idea to her because I always imagined this platform being via video, and not just video, but interactive video where a speaker, or the instructor would be able to talk to the audience live but also the audience would be able to interact with each other as well. So in 2008, I kind of pitched that to my CPA, and she said, well, have you heard of webinars? And I said, no. I said, I've never heard of webinars. And she says, well, go home, Google it. She says, I think that's the type of technology that you're referring to. And they had just started to come out with webinars and getting certified, you know, for recertified for CPAs and things like that, more professional level. And so I was driving home. I live in Dallas, and I was looking at downtown Dallas, and it was a beautiful sunset. I'll never forget it. And I kept repeating the word webinars, webinars, because I didn't want to forget the name because it was such an unusual name. And then all of a sudden, I hear a download, and I am not sure if you guys are spiritual or not, but I am. My faith plays a critical role in my own life.
Very spiritual.
Yeah, and so, you know, when you just hear that download, and I heard womanars, and I still get chills from the top of my head to the soles of my feet when I think about it. And I thought, oh, my gosh, that's it, womanars. And I didn't care what webinars were. I just went home that day, checked to see if the domain name was available, and it was, and I bought it, and that's what started the journey in building this community of womanars and the company womanars. And in 2009, you know, I started working with a company that really helped to brand, you know, with the logo and everything else. That took about 6 to 9 months for us to do that. So it's been just a really slow process. I was also still working at a major airline at that time, and continue to work there, as I really had no idea what the heck I was doing, to be honest with you. I just had this vision of what I wanted to build, and I've always had an entrepreneurial spirit. And when God tells me to do something, I'm not shy to do it. So, you know, I had to learn about video production. I had to learn about, you know, technology and the technology that was out there, virtual technology, webinars, all this different kind of stuff. And, of course, technology has just evolved into exactly what I envision today, being, you know, with Facebook Live and all these other live interactive platforms. So it's just been really, really a great ride to see it all come to life, I guess, and to be part of that wave, you know, especially to help empower women.
You know, when I heard the title Womanars, what I envisioned, you went technical on me. You start talking about internet and interactive videos and, you know, live streaming. I was thinking you go do a convention. You got a lot of women there. You sitting there with the mic on your face, you know, that little wireless mic that, like, kind of curves over into your face. And they're cheering, and you're there like you know, in that Oprah capacity, saying, "Come on, we're giving away Toyotas." You know, that's the first thing popped into my mind. I was like, you know, like a big convention, everybody cheering and stuff. But what you're talking about is more like you can be at the comfort of your home and get the information from you direct.
Right, exactly. And it's a combination, really, because I see those conferences that you're talking about, you know, where there's just a stadium full of women listening to amazing speakers. I was fortunate enough to have the license and authorization to hold a TEDx event here in Dallas for women, and I see it as a TED event, you know, a TED-like event for women specifically, just taking it to a different level and taking it more for the empowerment side specifically, and, you know, just still the ideas, but more so inspirational and educational, and then continuing the conversation with the things that women are really passionate about, and having the resource for them to actually, you know, pursue their dreams and making those happen.
Okay, well, not changing the conversation. What empowerment tools are you offering? Like, what can you give us an example of, you know, the type of programs that you have?
Sure. So right now we're working on revamping a lot of the way that we've been doing things, because a lot of the content, I mean, we've produced ourselves, and it's almost been like a research and a project for us to learn what women really want and like. So right now we're getting ready to partner with a company called World Education, where we're going to be able to provide accredited college courses to women and certification programs, as well as personal and professional development classes and courses through universities. And that this World Education company already has. So in partnership with them, we'll be able to offer that. Then we're also gearing up for retreats, mastermind retreats, also just adventure trips for women. Coming in 2018, we're looking at using sponsorships, because one of my main passions is really serving underserved communities and the women that can't afford, you know, normally to go to our events or to take those classes and courses that we offer. So one of the things that we plan on doing for 2018 is partnering with companies like Toyota and other corporations that want to partner with us and provide scholarships to women in underserved communities, so that we can kind of address the poverty gap that's happening here in the U.S. as it continues to widen. The only way I believe that we're going to be able to make a dent in that is to offer more educational programs to women in, you know, those poverty-stricken areas, and to help them learn how to, you know, get the skills that they need to earn more money, you know, and advance in their own lives, especially when you're talking about single mothers.
Is your program targeted to any specific demographic as far as women? Because I know you mentioned your traumatic divorce, and then you mentioned single moms. Can any woman of any demographic or any economic level work with you?
Yes, that's the plan, and that's why we're going to have, you know, the classes, the courses, the accredited classes and courses are going to be one-off classes and courses to anybody that can afford them to, you know, help advance themselves. We're also going to be looking at grants and scholarships for veteran women in particular. I'm a veteran myself. I was in the Army. And so,
thank you for your service.
Oh, you're welcome. So, you know, when I say I want to bridge the gap, I kind of see Womanars as the broker or the bridge for being able to provide classes and courses that women can afford, and, you know, having the experts that normally underserved communities wouldn't have access to, and then also providing those scholarships to a totally different demographic that normally is forgotten, to be honest with you, and really just doesn't get the quality and access the access to quality content that they need to be able to perform better and to make more money, you know, and to prosper, so that they're not having to work 3 to 5 jobs trying to make ends meet.
As a veteran, is there any aspect of your program for women that addresses one of the largest issues I see in the society for veterans, which is PTSD? I mean, even people who have not necessarily been diagnosed with PTSD, but when they return back to America and return back to the States, many of them have difficulty readjusting, especially emotionally. Is that something that you work with or deal with or see with the women in your program?
We definitely, that's something definitely at the forefront of my mind. I got a certification to teach positive psychology, which the armed forces are now utilizing to help a lot with PTSD. So, you know, one of the things that I definitely want to concentrate on is addressing that and utilizing experts in positive psychology to continue that transformation process for anybody that's suffering with PTSD. You know, right now I think it's just in the infant stages of being used for a lot of veterans that have PTSD, and I think it's actually being used for active service members right now that are still in the military. So hopefully they'll have the results that I believe that they'll have, you know, in applying positive psychology into their lives and seen a real transformation with that. So yes, definitely thinking about that, because it is really one of the things I think that stifles veterans the most once they come out of the military. I mean, it's a totally different way of life. There's not enough transitional help for them to be able to readjust into civilian life after being in the military and being in a hierarchy sort of system where you're used to people telling you exactly what to do. And, you know, you're used to telling people exactly what to do, how to do it in a totally different manner than needs to be communicated in civilian life per se.
Now, I've heard the term positive. And I've heard the term, I'm familiar with the term psychology, but the term positive psychology, what is positive psychology?
Positive psychology is the science of learning to thrive in your life. A lot of people think, you know, it's just thinking happy thoughts. That's not the case. There's skills that you can learn to help you not only thrive in life, but also to build resiliency. How to, what we call, struggle well. A lot of millennials have this issue, I think, you know, where they get really, and a lot of us, you know, just get really discombobulated really easily if anything goes doesn't go our way. So struggling well is one
I'm
of the ways.
I'm discombobulated now.
So some of the things that positive psychology teaches to be able to thrive in life is things like simple things like mindfulness. You know, what does it mean to be mindful? What does it mean to savor life? What does it mean to have gratitude? And to implement those practices into your daily life that really help you to stay centered. Not to say that you're not ever going to be upset or anything like that, but that things don't tend to rattle you as easily when you apply a lot of these things. And positive psychology actually was one of the things that saved my life. And I was molested at a very early age, from the time I was 5 till I was about 12, by multiple child predators. And so I had a lot of, thank you, I had a lot of anger, fear, and shame to overcome. And it wasn't until my 20s that it caught up to me. I had just gotten married at 23. I was really young and had never dealt with those, you know, those issues and the past hurt and pain that had caused. And so I was 24 and my past caught up to me and I started reliving those situations and reliving the molestation. And so it was consuming me. And so for me, it was both a miracle, really, as I cried out to God one day because I was contemplating suicide, for him, asking him if he was real to please take the memories from me, because I couldn't go on the way that things were going. And so I'm simplifying this story for the radio, but literally I rolled over, I prayed, and felt the power of God over me, and I have not had one more memory since that day. And
amen. Praise God.
Exactly. And so then the hard work came in, right? Because I had to retrain my brain. And this is going back to my point of positive psychology. I had to retrain my brain to stop thinking as a victim and to believe that I was loved and victorious and to see my life in a totally different light than I had been before. And so a lot of the tools that I use to retrain my brain, and reading books like, you know, by Max Lucado and Lisa Bevere on anger management and on how much God loves us, and actually implementing a lot of the practices that they recommended, are all positive psychology practices. So it literally changed my life and transformed my life, and that's why I'm such a huge advocate for it today.
Wow, that is such amazing.
Okay. Now, my question is, do you have to pay for this positive psychology? If you're out there and you want to get this type of help, is it free? Is are there clinics out there that, that offer this type of therapy and it's free, or is this you know, you have to go find somebody that specializes in this and then it's $160 an hour to sit and learn these techniques? Can you expound on that?
It's not free that I know of. You can probably find some free webinars here and there concerning, you know, positive psychology that tell you a little bit about it, or even free classes and courses centered on mindfulness or gratitude, any of those practices that positive psychology really teaches. But as far as positive psychology itself, or psychologists, you know, people that have master's degrees in positive psychology, you will have to pay, you know, for their services. And depending on what they charge, you know, it can range anywhere from $150 an hour all the way up to $500 an hour. They also have coaches, specific coaches. Like I'm a coach for facilitating groups on positive psychology. So, you know, you just have a range of different I guess, pay scales that people offer.
So how much would it cost to go to your sessions?
So I charge for an 8-week course, right at $497. So once a week we'll meet, and it's a small group of, you know, anywhere between 8 to 12, so that it's an intimate group, and we meet via Zoom, so you can join us from anywhere you are in the world. And why I love the groups is because there's a lot more interactivity, and the healing that people need, if any, or encouragement, really helps being in a group environment like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that I definitely believe is that for people to be able to get the help, the services, the benefits that they need is definitely priceless. You know, sometimes I tell people free can be overrated, because that's the value that you place on it. You know, I'm one of those people, and most people will tell you that I'm bougie, and I don't care, because I am. But I like to be able to afford a certain lifestyle. I like to be able to say, you know, I work hard. I work 20 hours a day sometimes. You know, I literally work 7 days a week. But I do that. Like last night I had steak and crab legs because I wanted Outback Steakhouse so bad. And I was talking on the phone to one of my friends who actually, unfortunately, isn't employed at this time. And she was having dinner. And I was like, oh, I'm waiting on dinner. Because, you know, I do the Postmates and Uber Eats and that kind of stuff. So I'm like, I'm waiting on dinner. And she's like, what did you order? And I was like, oh, I ordered Outback. I got some steak and crab legs. And she's like, must be nice. And I'm like, okay, but I work 7 days a week. That's whatever. I work hard. So I'm one of those people, and my dad always said, when you go shopping, if you have to ask the price, you can't afford it. So I like to be able to just go and shop and buy and get and do the things that I want. And I never want – that's one of the reasons why we're doing the IPO, the initial public offering at Punch TV Studios at $1 per share, is so that we can create jobs and create wealth. The only way to change the economy – and, again, this is simply my humble opinion – but the only way to change the economy is to create jobs, because hungry people – are the ones who steal. Full people who have plenty in their cabinets, plenty in their bank account, those people don't go out and rob people. You know, so we have to be able to create jobs for people to be able to afford and to get the assistance that they need and to be able to purchase the things that they need and to be able to have the money in their bank account to talk to the experts in their field. And that's why those experts went to college and got those degrees, so that they have the experience and the knowledge to help other people. So even, you know, I've been doing this for a long time as far as business consulting, online marketing, and you know, that's kind of my field, but I've been doing this since 1994. And back in about 2008, 2009, when I was taking on different clients, you know, in a recession, I told them, I said, you know what, if you want to make some money right now, I know everybody's going through a hard time, but raise your prices. Don't reduce your prices. Don't buy into the cheap and inexpensive, and don't do the free gimmicks, because at the end of the day, you may get less clients, but at least you have the money that you need from those clients to be able to survive. I love going to my corner store and buying things. You know, sometimes I pay more in a little store. You know, I may pay $5 for something I can get at the 99-cent store, but I know that if I don't give them my business, then that little store is literally going to go out of business, and then we're not going to have any stores. So, I definitely understand what you're saying as far as pricing and what your rates are and what, you know, because you've done the hard work. You've done the legwork. Another thing, you know, in marketing, what I do, you know, my clients, they pay, you know, significant amount to have me market their business, and, you know, and do PR for their business. But one of the things that I always tell them when they go, oh, my God, because they do, because, again, I'm bougie, they say, your prices are so high. And I'm like, okay, but if I don't have any money to market with, then you're not going to be successful. Because at the end of the day, this is not about me. This is about you. You know, you need to get your product out. You need to be everywhere. And that costs. Doing PR, I can write press releases after press releases after press releases, but I can tell you right now, sometimes I have to grease some hands and say, hey, can you get this in tomorrow's paper? And I need some money to be able to do that. So I definitely get it. I definitely understand it.
I think it goes back to, like, you know, if I could, I would do this for free, and I would offer all these classes and courses for free. The fact of the matter is we don't live in that type of world. And, you know, in order for me to continue to do this and to be able to serve those underserved communities, you know, people that can't afford it need to buy from us. You know, and to know that they're having a positive impact in communities that they would probably never even set foot in, you know, but they're helping other women in these communities get more education and give them a hand up, if you will, instead of a handout.
Yes, that is amazing.
What people have to really realize is that if the nurturer is not being nurtured, how can she nourish?
Right.
Because the women are nurturers. So if they're disheveled and confused and going through traumatic situations, where do you think our men are?
Mm-hmm.
It's a cycle that we have to consciously start becoming aware of, because Every single show we done had has been with people that have been victimized. And now these same people are coming back to help change what happened. And it's a cycle. And I'm loving that so many people are healing and finding ways to heal themselves to come back to help. Because without that, I don't know where we'd be as a society.
Yeah, and you know, I think one of the things that I like to point out and say is, you know, women have come such a long way in the last 50 or so years, and there's no doubt about that. But where we have failed each other is in domestic violence, sexual abuse, and poverty. You know, those numbers, human trafficking, sex slavery, you know, those numbers have only gotten worse, if not moved at all. So there's something inherently wrong when, we can make more money, we can, you know, have equal pay dates and all this and all these things. But until we really begin to empower each other and to change the course of the future with those statistics, I think we'll still be in the same place that we find ourselves today. You know, if we're not instilling more courage, confidence, clarity, helping women identify who they really are and how powerful they really are, we're never going to make a dent. And also to help men realize our worth and our value as well, and to be able to see each other as equals and not one submissive to another. I think that's where the key is, you know, where men and women respect each other equally.
Right, but I also believe that a lot of it comes down to in 2017, we are now willing to talk about it. The guest that we had on yesterday's show literally had Damien and I crying. I mean, a lady whose mother sold her into sex trafficking at a very young age, and everything that happened, you know, she has grandchildren now, so everything that happened since then, how she was reported missing, and the police came to her abductor's house many times to calm these domestic violent fights, but never looked in the system to see that she was reported missing. She was failed
right.
so
they
many times.
Right, they never looked for her. Yeah, they never
right.
even
and
looked
a
for
next
her.
Next-door neighbor came and actually helped her. But the thing is, nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to have these discussions. And so everyone feels like what's happening to them as far as these sexual molestations and different things, that they feel as if it is only happening to them. And it's not happening to anyone else. But when you start speaking, just like we did yesterday, and we were actually discussing this, we found that almost everybody on the phone, people calling in, went through the same exact thing. So when we actually admit to it and acknowledge that it's happening and that it exists, then we can make steps to resolve these situations. But when it's everyone's little deep, dark secret that's buried in the back of their closet, then we can't resolve or fix these situations.
Right. Well, and I think a lot of people now in today's society think that, you know, well, it's none of my business. I can't get involved, or I shouldn't get involved. And where it used to not be that way. You know, if somebody would have seen me walking around in the streets, you know, when I was supposed to be in school, they would have been calling my parents to find out,
right.
you know, what's going on. And I think now you have a closed door mentality, meaning that, you know, people aren't willing to get involved or to care. There's a book that Lisa Bevere wrote called Lioness Arising. Highly recommend that book. It describes women as being a lioness, and how the analogy is how a lioness, you know, takes care of her tribe, and how the lioness is the one that goes out to hunt. And when one of another lioness, you know, might die, the other lionesses rally around the cub to take care of the cub. And I think that's what we're kind of missing today, is that lioness mentality of protective, you know, and being
yes.
protective of others, no matter who they are, what they look like, what their skin color is, but really looking out for each other.
Absolutely, absolutely. The information that you have provided has been so amazing this morning. I definitely am glad we didn't stop for a commercial break halfway through, but we definitely want to give you the opportunity again to provide your website information so that our listeners can find you.
Absolutely. So they can go to womanars.com. That's womanars.com. And they can reach out to me personally at tilde@womanars.com as well.
Tilde, do you Nubuki?
I'm sorry?
Do you Nubuki?
No. I was reading that on the website. What is Nubuki?
Go ahead, tell us, Sharissa.
That Barry White voice came out. He's like,
right,
tell us, Sharissa. Nubuki is Punch TV Studios' social media network, and it's where all the people who are around us socialize. Is our, you know, we do everything on Nubuki, but what's really great is that it allows us the opportunity to follow you, not only for you the opportunity to see what we're doing, but for us to stay in touch with you. So if you have anything that are going on, a book that's coming out, an event, you can create a group, you can create a fan page, you can create so many different things on Nubuki, but we just want you to join the Punch TV Studios family so we can all collaborate moving forward.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I'll definitely make it a point to do that. I'd also like to invite your audience to visit our YouTube channel, which is Womanars on YouTube. We have over 100 videos that we've produced there, which are either inspirational storytelling videos of women pursuing their own passion and purpose, or interviews with me and with global experts and thought leaders just giving insight into their specific expertise. So everybody's more than welcome to view those. They're all free. So highly recommend you check those out.
How long are your videos?
They range anywhere between 6 minutes all the way up to maybe 45 minutes. So they range The earlier videos, the Real Women, Real Stories, Real Inspiration series that we did, run anywhere between 6 and 15 minutes normally.
Well, Punch TV Studios.
I hear the wheels, I see the wheels clicking.
I know, it's spinning. They're crying right now. I see the steam coming out. They've been going since Friday. But our network is launching August 1st in Southern California on KILM. KILM, Southern California. And here on Frontiers, Channel 20, any cable network, and maybe Channel 64 on a lot of the cable stations, but it's going to be in over 16 million more homes August 1st. So we're a few days away, but we are looking for produced content ready for broadcast. So if you have anything that we can even make into like a 27-minute show, 28 minutes, like 28 minutes because they throw in some commercials, but if you have produced content ready for broadcast, this is something that we will be able to get on the air now, get on the air immediately.
Oh,
I mean,
awesome.
We have so many people who are contacting us with show ideas and with scripts. But right now, if you have or you know anyone that has produced content ready for broadcast that we can turn into at least a 30-minute show, you know, I don't know, maybe you can even compile, see, it's Friday, I'm tired, I'm exhausted. I know y'all can hear it in my voice today. But, you know, compile 6 minutes, you know, and make it into a one-hour show, whatever. But we have all of our executives. They are all over Nabucchi right now, and I'm sending so many people to Nabucchi and letting them know that they have content. So if you want to talk to some of the producers on Nabucchi, they're there, and this may be a great opportunity for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely, because there's a couple of other web shows that we did. One was Social Issues Time, where we addressed topics that women don't necessarily address. And I had two co-hosts with me with that, which was an awesome show. And then another one that I did, Tuesdays with Sylvie, was the one with the Global Experts, which ran anywhere between 45 minutes to an hour shows. So definitely will.
That's what we're looking for. That's what we're looking for.
Okay.
So thank
awesome.
You. Definitely would love for you to join Nabucchi, Nabucchi.com. I'd like to thank you for being a guest on today's show. You're truly amazing. And thank you for me that God gave you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very
really
much.
Really appreciate you guys.
WomanRs.com.
Don't forget that part. WomanRs.com. Well, amazing
WomanRs.
Show. Amazing
hey,
show.
Just the name itself, WomanRs. It's like it got a ring to it. So
that ring.
It's nothing else out there. She should trademark that. WomanRs.
Most likely she has. Well, what we're going to do, let's this Friday, you know, we got to get out of here. We won't have another show until Monday. We have another guest. Interesting as this conversation is, wonderful, but we have to bring on the singer, songwriter, the most amazing Miss Brianna Reinhart. Are you with us this morning, Brianna?
Hello.
Hello. She's not so sweet. I said hello. How are you this morning, Brianna?
I'm great. How are you doing?
We are excellent.
Lovely.
Excellent.
Hey,
excellent.
Enjoying our Friday and trying to figure out how I'm going to get away from work.
Oh, yeah, I know the struggle.
So you're a singer and a songwriter.
I am.
Okay, so
tell us about, yourself.
I'm sorry?
Tell us about yourself, Brianna. Let us know about your movement.
So basically, I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan. At a very young age, I then moved to Arizona. My father was in music. Yes. my father was much involved in music, mainly his business, but music as a side. And so I got really interested, and I started writing because I was a little shy about singing. And then by the time I got to high school, I decided, hey, I'm going to go for this.
One of the things that made you famous was your Instagram is Beauty in a Passport. Where did you come up with the name Beauty in a Passport?
So that was inspired from the fact that I traveled. I opened restaurants, Steak and Shakes, actually. And so during my travels,
opened Bacon Shakes?
No, Steak and Shakes. It's a Midwest brand. Mm-hmm.
Steak
and
Shakes.
So,
so you get a steak and shake.
Into, exactly.
They sell hamburgers and stuff. We have one out here off the 15. Let me quit doing commercials for Steak and Shake.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we have one in Cali. We have a few out here.
Yep. I actually contribute to opening the Santa Monica location, so that was very exciting for me. But because of these travels, I was able to basically open my mind to more cultural experiences, as well as basically seeing life differently from what I was brought up on, which was a very strict religious household. And so when I was in Spain, I was like, wow, you know, I need to change my Instagram name. And I was like, well, what works? I was like, well, Beauty and the Passport, kind of like Beauty and the Beast, but I liked it better with the passport.
So you just travel around.
I do. I'm actually stationed now here in LA as of April, and I'm pursuing more of my music and basically coming out at the fact that I am a songwriter, a singer, and basically developing and building my brand. I joined a nonprofit organization. It's called Aim for the Heart. We meet once a week, and basically we learn basically emotional literacy and basically how to connect with our audience and incorporate that into your creative projects. And so recently, it's basically ran by Layla Steinberg. If people are familiar with her, she used to manage for Tupac back in the day. So after
that's
this
what
showing,
that name sounded so familiar.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. No, I know who that is.
Oh, that's great.
We're just cutting you all off today.
No, you're fine.
The flow is off today, Brianna. Go ahead. I'm
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm with Layla Steinberg. We have a show tonight, so I joined a group, and now I'm basically more, let's say, comfortable with the fact that I have talents and I'm expressing them and getting more involved.
I'm sorry about that, Sharifa. I had a question.
Mm-mm,
about
go ahead.
Heart.
We're going to let you take the last 15 minutes of this show. I'm just going to let you have this show. Go ahead. Knock it out.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Is Aim for the Heart that same nonprofit foundation that's on Reverb Nation? Has kind of like a series of little, like a heart logo with hands in it, I think it is.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, I participate in that. I actually participate in that on Reverb Nation. Yeah, I know what Aim for the Heart. I just thought maybe you had something different, but the nice foundation. They do a lot for the arts, and that's what I like. Keeping people involved in music. So Brianna,
yes,
you travel right now. To travel, like how does your traveling work? Because I want to travel, but the thumb action just won't get me to Europe for some reason. It's like as soon as I get to the port of Long Beach, they just quit looking at me. I'm just standing there on the dock. So how do you travel like this? How can you explain like the process of how you get around and make Beauty and the Passport work?
Basically, within that was just like my 9-to-5. Basically, when I was 19, I just started at Arizona State University, and so my freshman year, I just needed a job, and Steak and Shake was just opening, and so I went down, and I applied, I got the job, and I basically started from the bottom, to be honest. So I worked my way up to the top. By 6 months, I was on the traveling team, and basically what we did was travel the stores, train the associates, promote the brand. My first experience actually was the Maxim event here in LA about a couple years ago. And so we were able to basically sell to the celebrities. And so it really inspired me. And I was like, wow, like this is the place I need to be. And I took my career far with that. So basically the way to do that is no matter what company you stay with, there's commitment, hard work, dedication. And even if your company is yourself, it's commitment, hard work, dedication. And basically the opportunities will come because you're putting in that same amount and equivalent energy, in other words.
Right. That's why we do the hard 25-hour days. 26-hour day, 28-hour days.
Yes.
Okay. Now you're going into music. You're looking for producers and stuff. What type of music are you into? What genre of music do you do?
I love writing catchy songs. Why? Because I mean, you can write the ballads, the sad songs, and everyone's had a tough life, let's be honest, so you know that you're tired of the same old sad song. And so what I want to incorporate and what I bring out in my music is basically the energy, the uplifting spirit, for pretty much is, so I guess I would be more of like a pop, EDM, R&B kind of deal. I can't really like categorize it. But it was definitely kind of radio.
Popping them. That's popping. Like pop EDM, RB. I can't even think of a name for that.
Kind of like to get you moving, you know, because there's so many things you can be sad and down about.
Top 100, real, you know, catchy, you know, energetic.
Exactly.
Well, okay, is there somewhere that, you know, are you on iTunes? Do you have any music out?
Not exactly yet. I just started with Aim for the Heart, and so I've been looking for a producer, someone who's very talented, obviously, but so that I can be able to put out the music that I have, but I want it presented in the best way. And so what I've actually started doing myself is getting on the GarageBand on the Mac and kind of learning for myself so that I can basically post on SoundCloud. So keep looking out for me. By next month on the 16th, I'll have some music out, certainly. Been working with some people and speaking with them, but nothing out now.
Do you write music? Like you read and write music?
I do. And that's where I started, pretty much.
So you went to school. You was formally trained in music.
No, actually.
No, you learned. Brianna,
yeah,
tell us. You got tell us how you got. You know, give us a history on how you got into this. Like, let me know. Break it down for me.
Basically, it was the long nights with my dad in the studio, listening to beats and listening to old school music, and eventually, like, I went through a very hard time when I was younger, and I wasn't really basically able to cope, and so the only thing I could do was write and express through writing, just to channel my energy elsewhere. And so eventually over years, hearing my dad and the music, I was like, wow, actually, like, songs are pretty easy to construct, but basically, what I ask myself every time, like, how can I find the beauty in this? But altogether, I joined choir by the time I was in seventh grade, and then I moved up to honor choir. And by the time I was senior year, I joined show choir, and then took some dance classes. And by the time I got to college, I was like, oh, I'm going to go for business and pursue that. But then I just kind of felt the go, like, oh, no, it's green lights now, I need to move to LA and build there. Pretty much my music story.
Okay, so you said your dad, you listening to beats with your dad, your dad's a producer?
Yes, well, he did back in the day. So he worked with...
No, go ahead.
He just worked with a few local artists in Detroit and basically Minnesota, kind of like the northern area. So we did their promotions, album covers, and all of that. But he also did some producing.
Okay.
Fantastic, fantastic, okay. Fantastic. So you have a show tonight?
I do, at Genghis Khan.
Tell us about it. We want the people to come out and listen. Tell us about your show tonight.
So with the Aim for the Heart Foundation, I'm a part of a group. We're called Them. Our Instagram is I Am With Them. And so we're basically performing tonight. We have a set. It's going to be at 7 p.m. It's located on 740 North Fairfax Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90046, and that's Genghis Khan.
That's right. We're going to invite everyone to go out and check out the show. Miss Brianna Reinhart is going to be performing tonight at 7 Genghis Khan. And we definitely want to invite you to join us on our social media network, which is Nabuki.com, Nabuki.com. If you get over there now, there's time to still post your event for tonight and let all of our thousands of members know about you and what you have going on, because we definitely want you to join the Punch TV Studios family. We want you to be a part of what we're doing, and we want to be a part of what you're doing. So we want to thank you for being a guest on today's show.
Thank you kindly for having me. I'm definitely honored.
Thank you, Brianna. Yeah, thank you, Brianna, for coming out. We'll be looking out for you.
You are so welcome. This has been a great week, a great show. All of our guests are completely amazing. And guess what? We're going to do it again next week, same time. Monday will be here at 10 o'clock a.m. We have some other announcements that are going to happen next week, so we definitely want you to make sure that you tune in to Changing the Conversation.
Thank you for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Tune in Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. To be a guest or to share your thoughts on changing the conversation, visit Nabuki.com today. Don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of the company that's revolutionizing media. Visit PunchTVStudios.com to become a part owner at $1 per share.